HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
There's Elton right there. I'm still standing. Look, Ian Canfield, Canfield in the Mornings continues.
Hello, years, everybody. Years and years.
After it's been you've been fired.
Well,
and
this is
let
where it really thrived. In fact, I was thinking about how long we must have been doing this because I saw there was something I saw just before I came in here that it's 2 years ago today that Roger Moore died. Do you remember when we did a massive Roger Moore tribute that was basically about Sean Connery? That was 2 years ago.
Is that two solid years?
Wow, that's time. Crazy.
You were fired 2 years ago. Here's something amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And you, by the way, I'll say it before you can. You're welcome.
Thanks.
You are in Phoenix Magazine's best morning shows. Vote.
Really?
Yes, it goes down the list.
In the morning.
They, you know, they're just grabbing everybody and hoping people talk about it. I'll talk about it.
But this is effectively a morning show.
Effectively, Canfield in the Morning is once a week for about an hour.
Yeah.
And we have you in here because after you were let go from your morning show and put into that miserable midday position that no one would want except Larry. Larry does a very nice job. And I'm not saying you don't, but.
Good on you, Larry.
You're better than this. So, so you got your morning thing, and you can be voted as best morning show.
That's hilarious.
And I hope you win.
Right.
Because then Phoenix Magazine would have to name Ian Canfield best morning show in the Valley. And I would, if I were you, put that plaque up everywhere in this building.
Oh. It would be good for my green card application. Maybe we need to make it happen.
Now, do I need to help with that
How's
in any
that
way?
Going?
Well, I think this is an ongoing thing. They have to submit it. So here's the thing with the green card, right? I found this out. So there are different offices that deal with immigration and different types of immigration. And so for the type of green card that I need to get, and I'm good for a visa for 3 years, but the green card takes ages. But yeah, but the green card is like you're good forever. So the attorneys say to me, we can go to two different offices, and they say one's in Nebraska and the other one is in Texas. And I went,
gotta get there.
I said, we might need to do some edits. Can I take a picture of my Ted Nugent for President signed bumper sticker that's on my fridge if we're gonna go Texas? And I said, I've got a bunch of don't mess with Texas merch, fridge magnets, drinks, koozies, that kind of
thing.
Now,
you want to blow some minds in Texas and have some heads explode. You roll in there with all that stuff you just mentioned and your new Marine boyfriend. That you don't want to talk
big,
about yet,
a,
but you don't
hit.
Have a choice.
Hanging out a bit, not a boyfriend. And
the best thing ever.
And
Megan's on the phone with Ian, texted him.
I know.
And says, his eyes are rolling. See, this
Can
is
we
why,
go back to my green
this
card?
This is why your show's every, so good here. Every, this is why you're every, nominated.
Everybody vote for Canfield in the Morning, because apparently I'm...
Yeah, go to phoenixmagazine.com and you're on there. Look, there we're all on there. And look, there's Ian Canfield right there.
That's hilarious.
You're on the list.
All right, so we can...
Mo, also on the list right beneath you, as other morning show you can vote for at the same station.
Right, okay. Yeah, but this is a different... Okay, just...
Monty in the Morning, isn't she...
That's
didn't we get her fired?
I saw that, and I think it's a different Monty.
Is this a Phoenix magazine Monty... from 2016? Is this what,
I don't. That's a good question. Well, why would Mo in the Morning be?
Because
on?
I feel like if this was a picture of a physical copy, with how much people take up magazines now, there could still be an issue from 2016 out the front of AJ's
that's
or
a good
something.
Point. It could have just been sitting there, and nobody touches it.
Yeah.
Right. But Megan gets a text that says we were going to invite you over to that
I
trivia contest.
Talking about getting people
we'll
to
get
vote for my green card.
You're good. We'll get you. If you win that, you get a green card. We're all done with that. So Megan gets a text. You want to go to Rotten Grapes, downtown Rotten Grapes, Row, for the trivia night, which, by the way, again, I remind everyone, highest score in trivia night history. I'm now that.
Yeah.
My friend Colin Boyd and I. We're unbeatable.
Is Colin the Scottish guy?
No, that's Tom.
Okay.
No, Colin. I don't know if you've met Colin. You may have met Colin, but we, as far as trivia goes, it's hard to beat us. We're ridiculous.
That's pretty good. So, well, clearly it is because you've got the
score
highest score
ever, and they have some serious questions. That's a serious group of people down there.
Yeah,
those are good. It was good.
I mean, the downtown Rotten Grapes has only been open a while. They've only been doing trivia for about 3 weeks.
Well, they got
that's
a good
not
group.
What John doesn't
they
tell
got a good
you.
Group. There's a test at the door. You have to have a certain Mensa score.
Right.
And we all got in, and we just destroyed. We mopped the floor.
What's your
floor.
IQ?
Yeah, it was huge. Huge. Yeah. So,
has he been going on about this all week?
You're deflecting.
This was Monday night, wasn't it?
So, Megan,
so about my green card.
Megan texts Ian and says, you want to come meet us because Ro-Ro, you like it at the Ro-Ro.
I like it at Rotten Grapes.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
And he says, no, I can't. got a date with a hot Marine tonight.
Ex-Marine.
Would not. Well, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Semper Fi. Anyway, so.
They let him keep the uniform, I
got
think,
a date with
they?
A hot Marine, he says, but I can't bring him with, and I don't want to talk about it yet, so don't tell John.
No, that's not strictly
that's pretty
true.
Much what it
okay,
said.
What it actually said. Right. So I text this, and Megan texts back saying, maybe trivia will make the Marine horny.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what that means, but maybe.
I don't know. Were the questions really sexy?
There were a few. Megan wasn't
I mean, you were
true.
Probably getting horny with how many things you were getting
I
right.
I think what was going on.
There ain't nothing
you
like.
You were right, because if he's into getting questions right, Colin and I would have made your Marine friend very horny, because we didn't miss. We were pretty amazing. So if he likes correct answers.
I think he's more into gunplay.
We would have gotten him all randy.
Love gun.
Yeah. How many kills does your Marine boyfriend have?
Not boyfriend.
How many
just
kills?
Just hanging
does
out.
Have? How many kills does your soon-to-be boyfriend?
No, I don't. I don't know. We've spoken a bit about. He was in Iraq. I don't know.
You didn't ask him. Does he have PTSD?
Not as far as I know.
Don't sneak up behind him. As much as you think you might like that. Come on, this is fun.
So I
did
text,
the Marine hit the beach or not?
So I text,
yeah, you guys have done it right. And then afterwards, it's getting in the halls of Montezuma, the shores of Tripoli.
Yeah,
so basically, Ian sent Megan a text that said, don't ask, don't tell, and I told.
Well, I was talking to him about the, because he was in the Marines like.
Man, I like making you uncomfortable.
Early 2000s to mid 2000s.
Jerry can.
And I was asking him, you know, about being a puff, as us Brits
yeah,
say,
tough.
In the Marines. And he said, oh, no, this was like, don't ask, don't tell. And
right.
I said, okay, so.
No one knew.
So he didn't. And I said, but, you know, in that scenario was the, you know, you must have.
You banged like, another guy.
And he goes, no, there was none of that. And
no kidding.
Yeah, but then he said to me, because one of the things, so we met in a bar like a couple of months ago. And one of the things we started, I forget how we got onto this subject, but he loves the Golden Girls, right?
Oh, man.
And he says to me, this is the other night, well, but there was this one guy who I was friends with in the Marines, and he was the one who introduced me to the Golden Girls. I'm like, that was
Come
a
on,
sign.
That was your guy.
It was like, don't ask, don't tell, but in the Marines, in the
That's
early
telling.
2000s, that was the code. I said, they didn't, they must have taught you about all kinds of codes, but not the Golden Girls code.
Yeah, do you like Golden
are you,
Girls?
Are
it's
you
still
kidding
a sign.
Me? I know.
Yeah, it's a wink and a nod if I've ever heard it. Yeah.
I know.
So how do you see this going? Is it going well?
Oh, is it hanging out a
Why
bit?
Can't you just say, yes, it's going well?
It's all right.
What's
we're
with the game?
Because we're hanging, we're just
No, but are you enjoying it? Do you want it to go further?
We'll see.
Maybe he's
know.
Listening and he's like, man, I don't know where I
Let's
stand with
Let's hope he's not listening.
Let's hope he is listening. And then you can say, I really like this one.
It's been all right.
What's the problem?
No, there is no problem.
To Marini?
Just
Does he wake up in the middle of the night and go, I could shove the bone in your nose right through your brain in 7 seconds. I could shove this bone
in your brain.
7 seconds. Does he
I'm
get
like,
Marine-y
are you talking
you?
In your sleep again?
Yeah. I see.
That was a joke.
I know.
So
but
anyway,
it's going
so
well.
Anyway,
good.
That's
good.
You know,
You're
that's
well.
Good. That's like that's you
I
know that's ticking over. Well, this okay. So this is actually what my text exchange was with Megan, because as usual, you twist anything.
Not true.
Right. So she texts and she's like, maybe the trivia will make the Marine horny, and I said, yeah, I don't know. I said if I bring him to that, then John's going to meet him, and it's going to be all over the radio,
right.
And he's not ready for that yet.
Sure he is.
Now, I don't mind talking about it on the radio because I think we know I'm nominated in Phoenix Magazine because my entire life is an open book
yes,
every Thursday morning.
Open. And it's been
and
beneficial.
And it's good. And it's
right.
been absolutely beneficial. However, bringing John into a meet and greet scenario is a whole other
Too early.
Level.
You gotta wait.
I'm like your dad now.
Yeah,
you gotta wait to introduce to the parents.
No, he'd say less and then say less afterwards than you. Like the whole
yeah, but me
of,
and Nathan are very similar when it comes to
Nathan. I thought his name was
it's Nathan, isn't it?
No, what Colin?
Colin.
Colin.
Oh, that's
Colin.
Just Colin.
Colin.
Well, we've
yeah,
already
yeah,
talked
yeah.
about it.
We've already so. Called him Colin. You know when he? Oh, here we go.
If John wants to be your dad, it's all right. I'll give it up.
I won't take him from you, Colin. But if you'd like,
if you approve. That I approve, that's what I say. Go get him, boys. Semper Fi.
He's a Marine, man.
So we...
Where does a Marine take you out?
Well, one
Who
of the...
Pays?
One of the... split it or...
No kidding.
Yeah.
God, that's the best part of
Can't,
it.
Sometimes he brings food round.
Being gay is awesome for that.
Yeah.
The split
so
bill.
The first time, oh. the first time like we went out for like dinner, I took him to this Thai place. And well, it's a place that I've been to a bunch of times before. The woman in there kind of like knows me visually. So anyway, we go and sit down. And he knows what I do, but we haven't discussed it at length. I certainly haven't told him about this bit. I'm like, you do work between 9 and 10 every Thursday. Excellent. Yeah. Make sure you're always at work and somewhere where you can't receive any kind of signals, radio, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you should send him like, this is a great new band. You should listen to this right now at like 8:50 on Thursday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Check this out. So we go into this, we're in this Thai restaurant and the lady says hello, so though we come and sit down, and she takes like her drinks orders and then she goes away, and then she comes back with her phone, right? And she goes, oh my god, you camfield, and she's got like my picture on the, actually if she's listening, Phoenix Newton, what magazine
is
it?
Phoenix magazine,
get voting please, lady from the Thai restaurant. So she's like, you camfield, blah 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 blah. So I said yeah. She goes, oh, I never knew this. So she takes down the food order, and then she comes back again and she goes, you know why I love you? And I said no, and she goes, oh, my English not good, but my dad say they're English man on the radio and I listen and it make my English better.
All of us are on the radio speaking English.
Well, apparently you Americans aren't good enough. And I said to the Marines, see, you did a great service for your country, and so do I.
You're doing a great service for her country.
I'm integrating everyone. I'm making this all one big happy family.
How come you can't listen to me?
I say, get me some freedom fries.
I'd say as many words as you.
Because you obviously don't enunciate well enough. You don't speak the Queen's English.
Isn't it enunciate?
And then she goes, this your friend? I'm like, yeah. Anyway, we've had a little interlude
and
now.
And occasionally I make up words. For her.
Yeah, that's right. And Brady would be the problem. Brady speaks worse English. Brady should listen to this Thai lady.
Yeah.
And work on some language.
Maybe you should, after this show, go to the Thai restaurant. She'll give you some food. You like that. You can listen to my show on 93.3 and learn how to articulate appropriately.
All right.
How about that? Yeah.
That'll work.
But they were good. Yeah. And then when we were leaving, she's like, oh, the security camera up there. You wave to my dad as we're leaving.
So he just sits in a room.
I said to the Marine, like, you don't wave. They don't want
to. Yeah, they don't want to see Marines waving at them. They've seen that
exactly.
Before.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, I got a good relationship going on here. Don't scare them too much.
Let's not send in the troops again.
Yeah. So, maybe we should go to, depending on how, I'll say to him, look, I don't know how this is going to pan out, but can I just co-opt you for if I need to go to Texas for the green card situation?
Because this
is the funny thing. Because I was telling one of my friends, so he's half Mexican, half native, right?
A Marine?
And one of my friends goes, if this becomes a thing, the Trump-loving Republican gay Brit hooks up with a half-native, half-Mexican Marine, it's going to blow people's minds.
This is so...
Once again, get me more freedom fries. That is America right there.
This is your new theme song now.
Man
with an English accent dating a Mexican Native American Marine.
He's while
applying for a green card legally in Texas.
I know.
Code hobbler.
That's America.
Right there.
Wow.
I'll be like...
With some Thai lady just clapping and feeding everybody.
Going, he let me learn English.
Man, oh man, that's impressive.
That was impressive. Another story I have for this week, so in the sense of integration and, you know, making everyone realize we can all get along, I allowed vegan food into my life this week.
Is he a vegan?
No, he's not.
Good.
He's a vegetarian. Which, I know.
Get out of this.
Well...
This is no good.
Well...
You can't be a quality gay and not a meat eater, right?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Through the mouth, the vegan food?
Huh?
I mean, he allowed vegan food.
Oh, he's on with the world's of vegan food now.
Oh, God, Brady. Brady just pictured a yam in your ass or something. Oh, God. You take it 2 seconds off. Turn around and think about what you've done.
If you are on vegan food and you feel like you're a little low on general enthusiasm and energy, you know where you need to go. ZMANow.com.
That's right.
Get yourself some Testrogaine and Vialafil, and it'll work great for you. You can use the code Ian20 for 20% off. What's the other code, John?
It's John20, and I believe it's vegan safe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Meat products used during any of the manufacturing.
Absolutely. It's fine for vegans, vegetarians, or any other kind of anemic looking people that need a little bit more energy. ZMANow.com. Get your Testrogain and Vialafil. So, no, here's the vegan story. So, I have my friends who are English have just emigrated here, and they got a couple of kids, and the parents are vegans, right?
Right.
And she used to work for the BBC. This is the kind of socialism they impose upon you at the BBC. You come out, you go into the BBC, you come out vegan. And so It's a big move. He got a job working like a scientist department at PetSmart. The kids are young. They've got to go to a school. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make them a cake, right? I said, well, I'm not going to make him a cake.
Right.
I'm going to, although the Marine can make cake. Because I sent him a picture
this
of this cake.
I think you guys have a boyfriend.
I sent him a picture of the cake, and he went, oh, I could have done better than that. And then sent me pictures of all these cakes that he'd made, including a Misfits one. I'm like, oh, you like metal as well. He was the one that gave me that quote when somehow Ministry came up, and I went, you like Ministry? And his response literally was, well, yeah, I'm half native.
Yeah, you have to. That's part of it, yeah.
So anyway, with the vegans, I'm like, oh, God, I got to get the vegan cake, right? So I go into AJ's where they make great cakes, and I said, I need to get a cake. I've got friends who are visiting, but it needs to be vegan. And they just look at me and go,
ugh.
No.
Yeah.
And I said, that used to be my response to anything vegan. But in the interest of trying to be more friendly and open, I'm going to say, right? So anyway, I find a vegan place that makes stuff, right? Well, so I email them. I'm like, I want to get, make me a cake. They're like, what flavor? I was like, it's not going to have any taste. It don't matter. I said, my only two requirements are, I want the American flag on it, and then it should say, welcome to America underneath for my...
Beautiful.
Beautiful, right? And they go, okay, we can do that within 2 days. We'll get down to it. So I'm like, okay. So at the weekend... Family are coming over to hang out by my pool. I go down to the vegan bakery, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, hang on. We need to box up the cake. So I'm looking around. It's pretty busy.
Right.
We are this is a warning. You are surrounded by vegans.
I'm not worried about it. We'll take them.
Well, you say that. I'm looking around. My first observation was, wow. These people make Pete Davidson look like he's got a suntan.
Right.
Like, they're so pale. They're so pale.
Yeah, there's a whiteness.
And I'm like, everyone looks a bit weak.
Mm-hmm.
Just if they're,
you need
know,
a little meat in your mouth. You need a little iron.
Need a little meat in the mouth.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get the cake, and they show me it quickly, and I see the flag and everything, and I'm like, okay, good. I pay for it. I take it back, present it to the kids. They're like, oh, yeah, Ian, we're loving America. It's great. And I said to the parents, and it's 100% vegan. I went above and beyond for this.
Huge.
And then I lifted up the top again, and I realized... They forgot to put the welcome to America bit on the top. And then I was thinking, or did they? Did they just run out of muscle mass? Like they squeezed the icing that was the American flag on the top of the cake and then went, oh, we can't manage the text
as
well.
They needed naps. They needed breaks.
Oh, my God. We can't do it.
Get me another pomegranate.
But I will say this. I felt good about providing for the vegans, and I cut the cake, and it looked and smelt like it was an actual chocolate cake.
But it didn't taste like
it. Well, here's the thing. So I served it to the kids, and everyone was hanging out. And when it came time for them to go home, my friend Sam, the mum goes, oh, Ian's going to have a lot of cake. I went, no, I'm not. Take this out of my apartment. I don't want this in my apartment. I said, I've had a vegetarian hanging out here for the last couple of weeks. Vegan cake is the next step.
Yeah. I've had vegan cookies, Whole Foods.
They're all right.
They're good.
They're edible. You still want a real cookie.
They're better than edible.
You want a real cookie. If there's a real one sitting next to it, which one do you get?
Doesn't matter.
It does,
a cookie.
Too, Brady.
It's a
it matters.
Cookie for me.
If I tell you this is a chocolate chip cookie made traditionally, and this is a vegan chocolate chip cookie, and none of it's chocolate.
Yeah, I'd go for the rake.
Of course you would, because it tastes good. Act like they're the same. Who are you pandering to right now? Where's Mint Sid's ice cream with this one now? Where's this guy?
Oh, quick update on Elton John.
Before we finish this together.
So, you know the movie's coming out. Each week, John and I are basically making our own Rocket Man movie stuff that they won't show. John's kind of looking after the more sexual end of it because he's fascinated with that.
I'm fascinated with it.
Well, you are.
I'm fascinated with the reaction that America would have if they saw the true Elton John behavior.
Yeah, probably.
Like that Liberace movie. That Liberace movie did not pull punches with how hard Liberace liked to get drilled.
Right.
And that was a true look into his life,
because
that was part of him.
Mm.
Like, I want this guy to look just like me, and I want him to be a young version of me, and I want him in me. And Michael Douglas laid
I thought
under
it was Matt, a Michael Douglas fantasy.
It might have been, but Matt Damon was all in on it, too, because those two did it like 6 times in that movie. I'm like, we get it.
See,
they
John was counting, again, obsessed with the gay sex scene. He knows it. Not 5 times, 6.
It was 6 because I can only...
That's a very specific number.
Man, I can only tug it 5 times before I have to go to sleep. And they did it one more time. I'm like, what, are they trying to kill me? What about the Elton movie, though? You got a guy who knows him.
So, yeah, I ran into a friend of mine who used to do some work for him in the 90s, and we were talking about the movie coming out. And I said, oh, we got this thing going on KUPD about, you know, is this going to be like one line of coke, and then suddenly he's just singing for Princess Diana. So this guy, I think he was working for his label, so he was around Elton at some radio and live events, right?
Right.
And he said there were certain things that he had to have backstage before he would go on. Now, the first one, this may well be in the movie. He insisted on what he called a buffet of cologne, because he needed to smell all of the scents, take a look at the audience, read the room from backstage, and then would decide which cologne to spray on himself before he walked out and went, ta-da!
That's strange.
Buffet of cologne.
That one's not so bad.
No,
so it's a little over the
bit
top,
I think could be in the movie.
Sure.
Expensive.
None of this.
No, I think you cut that from the movie because who cares?
I don't know, because
you can't smell in the movie, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but they'll cut that.
But they might recognize the brand of.
They'll
cologne.
Say, no, I think when
good money for product
placement.
Yeah, if
they sell it, if they sell cologne, but they're not going to have a bunch of them in there. They
well, they
permission
could do.
From all of them.
I think what they'll do is they'll take it to the studio and they'll go, yeah. You know that bit where the guy from the bodyguard is drilling you for 15 minutes? Do you think we could cut that down to 30 seconds and then for 14 and a half minutes you just go, oh, I like this cologne.
Choose
no, I prefer
cologne.
That cologne. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What else is weird? I want to know what else is backstage.
This is also
spraying with Drakkar.
None of this is outrageous.
No.
It's just weird. Do you remember he had that hit from the Lion King? Was it
the
Can
Circle
You Feel?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was Can You Feel
and then
the
Can
Love?
You Feel the Love also.
So that
yeah.
was also
yeah.
in the thing.
Two of them.
So he insisted on having a life-size lion stuffed backstage around the time of The Lion King.
Okay. That's no big deal.
I heard that one.
That's okay.
This is my favorite. And a giant oil painting of Princess Diana.
In every backstage dressing room.
Dressing room.
Everywhere he played.
So
he never played a place for a day. He
No, he would do multiple nights.
Yeah.
But imagine getting the rider and you're like, okay, you need to get down to Macy's, whatever they've got in the makeup department, just buy two of everything. and maybe hire one of the women because maybe he'll want to be sprayed by her. I don't know. He's been on a vegan diet recently. He hasn't got the strength to press the button on the
so
top of the on the, on
the
cologne.
The
yeah, exactly. A giant oil painting of
Diana.
Well,
you just call the people where he last played and say, what'd you guys do with it? We'll buy it from
you. Well, you know what I would have done? I would have just called Buckingham Palace and said, look, I'm sure the Queen's destroyed all those pictures of Princess Diana because she destroyed her. So they'd be like, darling, this queen needs one, even if the real queen doesn't.
Would he not take the stage without the painting?
These were, well, I don't know how, this was what was in his rider, and this guy said you had to, you know, and you can't just
go. And they
go,
did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, imagine if it was some places, if he's playing in the middle of nowhere and they haven't got like a massive toy store that can provide the full-on Lion King stuffed lion. You have to go to the nearest airport, get one of those cuddly toys you get for like a two-year-old kid and go,
best we've got, Elton.
Could you do? Yeah, but we've got 58 different colognes for you.
Man, all right, I've played you off twice now. The movie opens this weekend, I think.
There was a premiere in London, so I guess it probably does. I'm Tough Guy Tuesdaying on Thursday for John Wick tonight.
Yeah.
I don't care about Elton. More about the John Wick.
I hear some people say they've loved it, and some people say it was horrible.
It just needs to be the same as the previous two, right?
Just,
that's all I
give
want.
Give me more John Wick.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Great. It's great.
And also that they've confirmed four, so as he gets gradually older, they'll have to cut down on the action. I reckon by the end of the John Wick franchise, he's going to be like the guy from Torchwood who gives him the thick, right, just sitting in the bar with a cigar and a glass of water and goes, hang on, I'm just going to press a button and have him killed. Right, that's one down.
Someone took my dog. Whoa. And then that's it. He doesn't move. Button.
Yeah.
Speaking of people we need to be aware of, and the trilogy continues, Dale is joining us in just moments. Dale Hellestray will be here. I want you two to go see Elton John together with the Marine. And maybe in the middle of the sex scene, you guys can start canoodling, see what Dale does. He still owes you a bet. He's not paying off on his
bet. In other words, just a list of things that could make the Marine horny. It started with Trivia Night. Now it's the Elton John movie.
Elton John with Dale.
And like 50 different varieties of cologne.
And we'll dress Dale as a ISIS and make him really kind of like wondering what to do next. Dale's a giant ISIS. You two are sitting there watching Elton John. He doesn't know what to do. Kill or sex? That's how it'll work.
Wow. It's a new reality show.
Yeah,
all I was thinking was he's a Marine. He's probably got skills. I probably need some shelves put up. You've taken it to this whole new level.
Shelves?
You know, shelving. No, I've got like stuff, and there was because we were looking at buying some art the other day.
You and the Marine?
Well, I was getting. I need because he does art.
Art
total
shopping.
Relationship.
Yeah, this is a boyfriend situation.
No, I don't think so.
You two are engaged.
Have I told you that he's turned me into Golden Girls because he does art? No, no, actual
he's
pictures.
Turned you, he does art of the Golden Girls
with me. He developed. I'll show you a picture. Let me see if I can find the picture. We called it. It's me as Dot. Me as Dorothy.
This guy.
We called it Campy.
There's love is in the air.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's just, you know.
I've never been in a more committed relationship.
This
is ridiculous.
Once the sketching starts, that's deep.
Yeah, this is what happened in the Titanic. It made everybody realize they were in love. And it took a day. They were sketching each other. If you ever drew me, it means you loved me.
No.
Hoffman.
But he's got all I'm trying to find the picture.
All right, I'm not talking to you. We'll have Dale come in here and assess whether or not this is love or not. Oh, my God. Yeah. He sits at home and masturbates and draws you.
Oh,
that's a lot of effort, Ian.
Is it?
Yeah. Well. That's gross. All right, Ian will be joined by Dale, who sits here just moments from us. I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Don't forget ZMANow.com for your Tetragain and Vialafil, John 20 or Ian 20, or get 20% off.
That's right.
And vote for me at wherever they got to vote for me?
Oh, at Phoenix Magazine. People are still looking. All right.
Vote for my green card.
Settle down.
Thanks.
We're going to get rid of this. Dale's coming up next. It's 98. Wow.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is. A lot of fun.
We're playing your greatest work.
The reason
as
somebody.
A singer.
I'm playing Dale singing with me because somebody actually asked if they could hire you to come to the house to sing to them.
What? Like a singing telegram.
Yeah, they wanted Dale to be their singing telegram for somebody's birthday.
His first
big cowboy fan.
Door Dale.
His first question, how's the parking? How close to the door can I get?
Yeah, what kind of
don't
house is this?
Don't put words in my mouth, goofball.
You were putting on your headphones. I was just filling time before you said some very funny things. Now Dale will entertain us with his mouth.
Sidekick, make that side money.
Yeah, do a little of that. You can do some, would you ever do that?
Little side hustle.
Singing telegram
from Dale Hellestray.
Yeah, I mean, I probably just show up, and I think that's all
they
need.
That's not enough, Dale.
Look at me.
You got to sing.
Come on.
Man.
Would you ever do a strip-o-gram? Nobody's ever going to ask you, so if someone ever asks you, you need to take advantage of that.
No, I'll go down to a Speedo, but that's about it.
You would only go to Speedo. Is that because you're embarrassed of the girth of your penis, or you're just too proud?
Well, the girth is there,
but
Johnny.
It's the length is not. It looks like a small like Lego.
Really? Somebody wants me to come?
Yeah. I got told, I got to dig through, I'll find it, but they said I would love to have Dale come sing to my friend as a cowboy fan for his birthday.
Yeah, that'd be kind of embarrassing.
It's a little beneath you, I think.
Dale singing at the front door.
Out. Yeah, well, I
how
think
much?
Great.
How much should we charge?
That was my question to you, is what would you, what tariff?
Well, it kind of depends on where it is. Is it the Camelback Corridor, or is it a house?
What are we looking at?
Does he want gas money? Right.
What if they have a crappy house, you would charge less?
No.
No, so I thought you were doing it by class.
Right.
Like if it's at the Biltmore, you're going to charge a huge amount.
Reverse class.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. If they have no class, you're
the
not
the poorer the neighborhood, the more it costs.
Well, they're cowboy fans, so I'm guessing they probably are.
Maryvale.
Wow. Probably three or four roommates, Maryvale.
Definitely Maryvale.
Yeah. Look at you. You stop down there.
Yeah, my guess is looking at you, a big cowboy fan's first words are, adios mio.
So you're saying that Pittsburgh Steeler fans are more highfalutin than cowboy fans.
Oh, yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of, like, weird...
And there's nobody weird. When
I didn't
you
say
go
nobody. It's
Harold's,
not black and white.
You ever walk into Harold's
I've
on a Pittsburgh Sunday?
Yeah, I have. I've done that. And it's beautiful. It's packed full of gorgeous, wonderful human beings. I've seen cowboy fans as well. And it is, man, that's a tough one.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's just say both teams have a lot of incest.
Both
can we
teams.
Agree on that? Yeah.
Both teams.
Both
yes.
teams are guilty of having an incestuous fan base.
Well, they both have huge fan bases.
Yeah, but eventually, so you're eventually saying the bigger the crowd, the more
likely
you're
going to
they're gonna
bang
let
a few of them in.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
We're right. everything. We've got them all.
Yes.
So what? I'll get the price out for you, but that would be good. Happy birthday to
know,
a
cowboy.
Isn't it great how powerful
you.
This show is? Until a few weeks ago, no one would have ever thought of Dale Hellestray singing.
I know.
Now it's a thing.
Like,
they don't want you to throw a ball or whatever it is you used to do.
Yeah.
But singing.
I would like to see that, too. You spike a ball.
I would like to see anybody sing. I would like Dale to throw me a ball, and I'll pay him for it. like awakenings. Dale, by the way, brought to you by our friends over at Sanderson Ford, right?
Yes.
Okay. How come you never mention that? Why am I always the one?
Because it's your show.
Yeah, but you're the one.
I understand there's a flow to a segment, mm-hmm. unlike
Ian. Yeah.
Yes, who says whatever Phil Alafil three times and it doesn't fit in there.
Well, no, I think you'll find it does fit in perfectly, and if it doesn't, ZMANow.com. Tesragain and Vialafil will help you out. Are you going to vote for me, best morning show on the Phoenix Magazine?
How did I not make the list?
Well, there's a myriad of answers.
There's about 20 morning shows on there.
And one of them is Ian Campfield, and the one who should be most insulted by this is the person directly beneath Ian Campfield on the list, which is Mo in the Mornings on the very same stage.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to get a green card, so it's fine.
It's true. You needed this. I hope you win. It's phoenixmag.com. I'll give them all the press they can to get Ian Campfield.
Yeah, because then I get a plaque. And then I was going to say, because for the green card, you have to have impressive stuff and letters from important people. So imagine it's like a bumper pack. I get the plaque from phoenixmag.com.
Yes.
That's where you can vote for me, phoenixmag.com. Right. And then Dale Hellestray writes me a letter saying I love him very much.
That's right.
And I'd like him to be in the country forever.
Yeah, well, Dale, will you help him with a green card? And will you write
a letter?
He
said he's got people into college.
I have gotten people into college writing a letter of recommendation.
Who?
And
well, nobody that you know,
like
but people.
Go,
no, but friends of family, okay, guys, kids I've coached. Right, you write a letter
full
of recommendation
for
football.
No, not just academic. I mean, like SMU.
Who helped
TCU
you with that letter?
You just said the word academic.
You helped Lori Loughlin's kids.
Who would you vote for on this list?
Monica in the Morning.
Monica in the Morning.
Yeah.
Oh, ACES. Is that even a?
It's
station?
A thing. Well, Dale, they're beating you.
That's unbelievable.
He made the list.
Not even
on people, he doesn't even have a morning show. He's on the list.
I've got
anymore.
This.
Doug and Wolf.
People like
buddies
this.
Doug and Wolf are on there.
Jeez Louise. Phoenix Mag.
So anyway, it's phoenixmag.com. Vote for Ian Campfield.
Do a write-in for Dale.
Just like Dale is going to.
There is a write-in.
Okay, right. I'll do a write-in for you so you can get on the list, but still everyone has to vote for me so
make
I get
a
green
tie.
Card. And then you can – imagine if we have a shared plaque.
Unbelievable.
I keep it in my house one week. He keeps it in his house the next week.
It's
the dream. And then you can write me a letter saying that you're important. I'll spell check it, and then we'll send it off.
But Dale, if you don't win, it is Phoenix Rag.
I'm sorry. Mike Broomhead?
Yeah, Broomhead. Well, he does very well. Broomhead's guy's on TV. Broomhead, for
good guy.
He's hitting it out of the park for what he does.
If we cared, we could really win this if we wanted.
We don't.
I only care because I need a green card.
Yeah, and people who are in need of constant attention or citizenship, evidently, are the only people that care about this. I have no. We win every Tuesday when the ratings come.
That's my.
Well, what about us?
Actually, I have a great quote on that. The station I worked for years ago in London, where the PD wasn't doing very well, and the guy who ran the entire company, there was a big award ceremony. So the ratings were terrible, but this station was up for like 7 awards. And the big boss calls the program director in, and he goes, "These figures are terrible. This is terrible. This is terrible." And the program director goes, "Oh, yeah, but tonight we're up for 7 awards." And the big boss's reply was, "Yeah, I like to base my success on ratings rather than awards. I found it's kept me in the job a lot longer."
Oh, he's going to can
him. 1 week later, he canned him and then had a meeting with all the other staff who were buzzing because they won 5 out of 7 awards and went, "These trinkets are nice, but they don't put food on the table."
Nice.
Yeah.
See, Dale, that's what you got to stop worrying about.
Also, can I just say, Dale? I was explaining earlier for the type of green card I'm going for. There's 2 offices, and we're gonna submit my application to Texas, right? So it's even more powerful.
Hold on, take me through this real quick. Why 2 different green cards? Why is it not just one?
No, there's a bunch of there's like 6 different green cards.
And what's your gonna be?
I'm brilliant. That's basically what it says.
Is that what it is? Well, you know what? I don't understand that either. Why do you have 6 different choices?
Because there's different kind. No, it's all working, but different kinds of expertise. And then there's getting married. And then there's all kinds of just being good.
At what?
Like knowing people.
Can I ask you a question? If you get a felony, can you not get a green card?
Oh. Yeah, they can take the green card away.
Really?
So the green card is good.
Eric's going to plant drugs on you.
That's good to know. Yeah. Good to know, good Ian. To know. Thank you.
All of a sudden, do you really still hate me that much?
All of a sudden, Eric is now no longer liberal towards gay rights.
Right.
He wants you all thrown in jail.
Yeah. Once again, just
it should be a felony to put a Peter in your mouth.
Thanks for being a great liberal.
The one guy.
Does being gay help you or hurt you getting a green card?
I don't think it makes any difference.
A difference.
Oh my God! You think I'm mad?
Wow!
No, you're worse.
I just don't know.
You want him thrown in jail? He wants him thrown out of the country.
Oh,
both of them.
It's good or bad?
Ian, what if you tie it down with this Marine?
That would be a different type of green card. Uh-huh. So there's different types of green cards.
And you're going for the one that's
the one for gays.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't exist.
I'm sorry about all the uneducated people.
Obama, if he had a third term, maybe that would have existed.
Dale, why do you think it matters so much if he is a
citizen? I just want to know if it's good or bad, or does it not matter?
They don't ask that question, Dale.
They're not allowed.
It doesn't say male, female, gay.
I don't know of any form. I don't know of any form you would fill out, have filled out ever, that says that.
You put on either.
Although that would be funny.
Any port in a storm.
Wow. Wow.
Depending on the day.
Yeah.
The old boss of this station, who's dead now, yeah, used to tell a story about in the 1950s when they used to dunk homosexuals' heads in the river.
Dunk?
Right?
Throw them off a pier?
Okay. They used to throw them off a pier. Even in the era when it was acceptable to throw homos off the pier, there still would never have been a male, female, gay box to tick on any form. Even if we went back that far when they were going, you're gay, over you go.
And like, who's checking
you
that?
Can't swim. Shame.
They didn't put it on there because they didn't want to. They just knew if anybody checked it, they'd end up, you know, over a pier. So
yeah, it's not a gender. Do you know what?
But if you get married, automatically you get
gay
the green
married,
card?
That's what
gay
I was married. Asking. It's fast-tracked.
No. It's just that you have to have all the interviews. Right? I don't
kinda
know.
Kind of like a Russian bride, I would think.
You can. It's a 90-day process. I know it does speed it up.
Mary Kaz.
Yeah.
Mary Kaz, that'll get you in.
And then get divorced after you get
they
the
might, I'm more. Then I'd be, I'd be more card. Scared they'd interview Kaz and go, no way. In fact, don't let him stay and get rid of her as well.
One
send her
under
to
the
England,
table,
she can
in.
Fend for herself.
If she's your hag, then she has duties.
It's true.
Anyway.
And she's going to consummate it. She's not against it. Whatever, doll, just don't knock the cigarette out.
Be like, do we need to consummate it? Where's the table? In the embassy. Anyway, the point is, so it has to go to an office in Texas. You're a big hit in Texas. So if I had a letter from you, because we know it's going to Texas, then it would be good.
If you think Dale Helms had a letter,
would it take for him to get a letter from you?
Yeah.
A big mind change on my part.
That you'd have to start liking him because you'd have to start accepting gays.
Yes. I mean, you let one in, you're going to let them all in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they're from the Gaytopia.
It's a country. Yeah.
They're already here, Dale. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, let's keep it in there, though. Let's not let an outside gaze.
They should all be, build a wall, paint it pink, and keep them all on the inside.
Put holes on it, and they'll never leave it alone.
Everything has to have limits, right?
Give the wall pecs and a certain scent, and these gays will climb that thing.
It would be wonderful irony for Ian, because he's all for the wall and everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
well, they build
Trump
one around
changes.
Gays. That'd be great.
Yeah, that won't happen, Eric.
It's a wall of butts. Big butt wall. We'll keep them occupied. Then we'll light the fire. I've got a dragon. We'll get rid of this entire thing. They'll be flaming, all right.
Yeah.
Jeez, Dale, that was odd.
Mike Pence is building a bonfire.
But it is. That's a strange thing that, you know. That
if you let one
six
in,
different green cards. Well, no, that I agree with. But the six green cards. Strange.
Bend the knee.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Kaz.
There's your wife.
Get married.
Hey, I'll marry you, Ian.
Did we just have a live proposal?
There we go.
Yes.
It's an official marriage. Okay, she's going under the console.
Where's Kaz?
I think we're all married. I think we're all married to Kaz.
We're all marrying Kaz, yeah.
Everybody's married to Kaz.
Great, there's five of them. This is like Bon Jovi. Which one's Richie Sambora?
Yeah, if you had five cranks, Kaz would be like, and you only have two hands, she'd be like, so? We'll get this. This will happen. So anyway, well, congratulations. I hope you become a citizen. And Dale.
Thanks for helping.
For some reason, I hope that Ian becomes a citizen, and then it'll cause more trouble. Do you want to go see Elton John with Ian and the Marine?
Where is he playing at?
It's a movie. That's a movie theater.
Oh.
You go see the movie
about
Elton about
Elton's life?
You know, I sat through the Liberace one. I sat through the Queen one.
There wasn't a lot
if
of
If I
games.
Made it through, well, there's enough.
Not as much as there's going to be.
Well, if I can make it through
but
that.
But Elton's much better music.
Yeah,
Elton.
I like Elton. I like Elton.
Really? Better than Queen?
I think so, too.
Queen. Did you go into the Queen movie knowing that Freddie Mercury was a gay, or was this news to you?
I had my
suspicions.
Yes. You didn't know for sure? No. He died of AIDS in the late early 90s as a gay activist.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Dale.
All I know is that I'm glad there were not music videos out back when I was in high school, because half these groups, like the Cars, they were my favorite group for a few years.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Why don't you like them now?
Well, look at them.
They're not gay. Married
I don't
supermodel.
Know. They look weird, though. I look at them and go, I can't like your music.
You're so judgmental.
Wow.
I am, too, but I'm
okay,
not
this
bad.
Okay, so he doesn't like gays look? Or ugly people?
Is it uglies or gays?
Yeah, which is worse?
Ugly gays.
Okay, wow.
Flip
which you're against, too.
Yeah.
Both of you are against ugly gays.
See, we agree on things.
Okay, well, that can be the first line of the letter. Normally, I don't like any gays, but when I found out Ian didn't like ugly gays, this was some common ground. I'm a three-time Super Bowl, whatever you are.
Oh, you know what I am.
You both know what you are.
That was almost threatening.
You won't go see that with Ian and his Marine boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
I love Elton John as a singer.
Okay, well, then you should go learn about him as a human being.
Why?
With Ian. Why wouldn't you? You went and saw Queen.
He was married to a woman once.
For a while.
You could leave at the point that ends. When yeah. when the, yeah, when the wife walks out, he's like, right, I don't want to know anything that happened beyond this point.
He and Freddie had that in common.
We'll just have heterosexual married. Glasses that run credits after Elton gets divorced. And
Elton glasses, but they're the heterosexual vision. Right. Like
just the credits. Yeah, yeah. That movie was short.
Yeah,
35
exactly.
minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Dale, I didn't know that you were not. You want a double date with Ian and his Marine boyfriend?
Not my boyfriend.
Yet.
I think I'd probably pass.
Really? Why? You're not curious at all.
I just want to remember Elton as I know Elton. With good music.
Wow.
So it would taint it for you.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Rocket Man changes when there's a little poop on it.
Like, I love the song.
Yeah. Well, backstory? He gets a backstory on where the songs came
from? No. Yeah.
He only likes front stories.
Keep the poop off it.
Yes.
Yeah. I like this.
Wow.
I want to see Rocket Man with you and just watch Dale the whole time. Especially you didn't watch the Liberace movie on HBO?
Why?
Because it was great.
What? But see, you're watching it not for the music.
I didn't care.
Not
about
for the
Liberace's
guy.
The
weirdness of what you're watching. It
an interesting story.
Yeah, it's a life outside of mine. Why wouldn't I want to learn?
If
about
you
that?
Roll your eyes at me one more time, Eric, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh my God! He's become okay. Nary doesn't like ugly people, gays, or pretend liberals. My God, what's going on?
He's turning into Oprah.
You just made the list.
The eye roll.
All right. Well, anyway,
I'm going to keep doing
this. This is fascinating.
My God.
Entertain us.
Yeah. Dale is awesome. I want Dale on every day. Now. You should do this on your show.
What's that?
Have fun?
Entertaining stuff.
We hit a one, John. You said we'd never do it.
We hit it in a demo. Nobody.
Now you got a one?
One demographic.
He's searching. He's digging.
35 plus.
Yeah,
that's the spending public.
I talked to some salespeople downstairs. They're like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I've talked to some sales. Look, I've literally talked to salespeople downstairs. And like, we have a sports station.
Oh yeah. And you guys revel in that.
Well, you should be on your hands and knees like you're at an Elton John movie, saying thank you for that one. What were you before this?
To who?
Me.
You?
Yes.
Why not Eric?
Because he hardly ever here for your thing, and he can't stand it. Eric doesn't like guests. Eric's like grandma. He's like, who's here, goddammit? Who's here? I never liked their comedy. Their brand of comedy's always turned me
true.
Away. Yes, it is.
I like Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, but he's not here.
And you were going to punch Eric 60 seconds ago.
Well, he rolled his eyes like he's a sophisticated guy. You haven't seen Liberace? Please.
It hurts, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So condescending.
Highfalutin Liberace.
Wow.
Yes, mission accomplished.
Dale needs to spend some time this weekend with the Logo Channel, just learning a few things.
I want to introduce you to new sides of the world. I think Ian can do that.
Well, anyway, I'll...
Fish out of water, Dale. You've never been a fish out of water. You've always been you're the definition of what they always talk about with athletes that have been kind of... Always been good at what you've done and bubbled and isolated into that world, and you don't really have that outside world, which is weird because the NFL brings so many people from different varying backgrounds together.
Exactly.
But it doesn't. It takes a bunch of people who have been protected from that world and sticks them in the same room.
And then we all get along.
Right.
Because you have a lot of
Because you just don't have anything to talk about outside of that
one
because
mission.
Yuck.
Just win.
Yeah, that's it. You kind of program, kind of like Marines.
I have interests. It's just not Liberace or Rocket Man.
It's Captain and Tennille.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I don't know what your argument is anymore.
I think it is true with footballers, though. There's an English soccer manager called Harry Redknapp. Do they do the Celebrities in the Jungle show here?
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
So they do that in England. So he must be in his 70s. His son was a famous footballer. He went into the jungle, right? Big UK soccer manager. Came out because they got voted out on. And his first TV interview, he goes, "Oh, it's the first time I met a gay person. I'd never met a gay person ever before till and then I meet one in the bloody jungle. Can you believe it?" And it's like, really?
That guy's
in
lucky,
70
right,
plus
Bill?
Years of of living and being around soccer? No.
No.
I'm wondering, you said that they do that over here. They send football players into the jungle.
Oh, you could
Bear
do that.
Grylls
could be his new thing.
Celebrities out.
Yeah, he didn't get Grylls on.
He took Barack Obama out in the woods.
You didn't get on Jeopardy.
Bear Grylls.
He could be in the jungle.
You could do that.
How do you have so much time to watch so much crap?
I don't. I just pay attention to the world, though.
They would take
you.
You
should watch Naked and Afraid.
No, no.
You could be like the bear of the jungle.
I did Speedo and Afraid, and it's just you and a Speedo at Ian's apartment for a weekend.
Singing Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, just seeing what Ian does, and you have to walk around in there in a Speedo the whole weekend.
All right. Anyway, thanks for the letter, Dale.
Yeah, the letter's nice.
I will write a letter for you.
Thank you.
It's time for Brady to entertain us all. Brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. I get to go back there tomorrow and redeem myself for a Tuesday where I was brutally bad at it. I just had a bad day, got beat up, but it was still so challenging. I can't wait to get back. It's the workout I've been looking for a long, long time, and it just might save my life. They do events. They didn't even realize they do certain events. A guy asked for a birthday party. They gave him a birthday party and did a gun defense class for all of his friends, and they just had a blast, catered it, everything else. So if you have any ideas, call them up. Do anything you want to do. If you're a corporate thing, a lot of real estate people do stuff out there. Tons of prevention classes, tons of seminars they'll do. They're all over it. And if you just want to get in good shape, work out, and learn some stuff that may help you in life, well, get online, ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons have broken up.
I didn't even know they were together. I knew that they'd been
doing it. I guess they were talking
some
serious stuff.
Maybe.
Who the hell is Ben Simmons?
Plays for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. This is where Dale's going to give you one of those.
Basketball.
Roll your eyes.
Yeah, Dale's rolling his eyes.
Actually, basketball hasn't sucked. This playoffs have been probably maybe the best in.
Really?
Oh.
Well, up until the
last couple.
Finals.
Yeah, the finals have stopped.
Now it's going to be a four-game finals.
I don't know.
The Bucks. Is Golden State going to win again?
The Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak is nobody's got a defense for it. Everybody counted them out two series ago because they're like, he's too young, he's too young. And he is dominating and winning alone. And when they triple him, that former son Lopez starts bouncing around.
They're shooting three-pointers.
I know. Because he's happy to not be there. Bledsoe, Lopez, all those guys.
Stephen Colbert has been beating Jimmy Fallon in total viewers for 3 years, but now The Late Show has surpassed The Tonight Show in the coveted 18-49 demographic for the first time in 24 years.
Beating them.
Yep.
Letterman couldn't get past Leno after that, was it Hugh Grant interview when he was with the transvestite or the whatever he did, that prostitute. Letterman never beat him again outside of the last couple of years or last couple of months of his run there. And it wasn't Leno anymore. It was Fallon at that point.
A Game of Thrones poll says 63% of viewers loved the finale. Yeah. 10% hated it.
Nobody's going to even get into it anymore.
You wouldn't get that impression on social media.
Because the loud ones are the people that hate on social media.
People that like it aren't loud. Very true. They just go about their business, and a lot of times they're just kind of the mamby-pambies. They're like, it's just entertainment. I liked it. It was
on
fun.
The subject of Game of Thrones, so while I was doing art shopping with the Marine, right?
Boyfriend.
No.
God, you really love this guy.
Yeah,
no. See, that's what everybody's saying.
You don't go every other story about the Marine.
I know.
It's the ninth time I've heard his name since I sat down.
You don't know his name.
I do.
Goo Goo Gaga.
I've never been art shopping with a woman.
No.
Like, that's something I wouldn't do unless I was really, like, I was enamored.
Just next door to somewhere else we were at. But anyway,
tell us about your Marine.
Yeah, go ahead.
What about your relationship?
That's not about this. The point I'm making is there's this bit of art that's like a bunch of pictures of like Hollywood people, like all together.
Kitsch?
Yeah, kind of. So we're like, how many can we name? And then the Marine goes, look at this. there's two water bottles in this art. And I said, has this become a thing now since Game of Thrones? Because seriously, two water bottles that should not have been in this piece of art.
In.
I'm like, are people just adding things That's like water funny. Bottles and coffee cups, like because Game of Thrones made such a big thing of it?
That's very
Is that like a new art collection?
They're
now?
All over the Louvre right now on all the paintings.
Painting Starbucks all over. Like that's what Mona Lisa's holding.
Every time you mention him being a
Whistler's mother.
Hang on, Eric said something funny, I think.
What?
Sorry, Eric.
Every time you mention him, do you get a blowy?
Oh.
Is that what's going on here?
No, that's illegal. They banned that in the 50s. It's blowio. They used to play to-o and blowio. Blows for mention.
Jobola.
Frowned upon. Yeah, yeah. Blow jobola. Can't have that.
Next story, Brady.
I would have taken full advantage of blow jobola, though.
NFL player Chris Long, now retired,
said
he used to beat the marijuana drug test. He said it was a joke.
Did you used to have to do that, Dale, in the NFL drug test?
Yeah.
And?
Well, they don't want guys to get caught. They tell you 6 weeks in advance when they're going to do it, a couple days. And so the guys who did it, I knew a handful of guys, they just stopped for the month.
Like Michael Irvin.
And I don't know if Michael did it or not.
Yeah.
But you either were stupid, or you had a huge problem, or you got arrested for something.
So you literally assume that you'd have to be borderline mental to fail that test.
Yes.
Okay. As fans, we don't care.
I don't care.
Not
And again, do you really care if somebody's smoking marijuana?
No, it's hardly performance enhancer.
Exactly. It's what I was going to say. It's hardly performance enhancer.
If you look next to you, Nate Newton is caked. And you're like, I don't want him out on the. I don't want him next to me right now.
You're not caked during the game.
That's what I'm saying.
You,
so, you do it after. It didn't matter. Right.
Yeah, bring yourself
so smoke
down.
During
the devil's lettuce, John.
That's what it is.
Yes. The devil's lettuce.
Wow. Although I think Ricky Williams was high all the time.
I do too. I don't think he spent much time sober. The devil's lettuce is true.
God,
John,
really?
Guy Fieri got his star, the Hollywood Walk.
Oh, he bought it?
Well,
money.
Well, someone else. Yeah, he must have.
He bought it. Up,
but usually you get a sponsor.
Did anyone
Matthew
show up?
McConaughey was one of the people that spoke at the.
He was just for free weed.
And I'll show you the picture that you'll love. They changed the Hollywood sign that day.
Flavortown.
Yeah.
That's adorable. All right, I'm done talking to you. Doing Guy Fieri.
I got a little note here from Kevin Ray.
Just now?
Yes.
All right.
Said he thinks I should go and turn on the crying giant waterworks before Ian's green card submission.
Do you have any home videos?
That'll cost you.
You've just got to go see Rocket Man with Ian and his date. Just I want you to be
take
I
your
want,
wife. You can
open
take
your
the wife.
Mind, Dale.
Double date.
What if you had the time of your life with Ian and his boyfriend?
I would not think boyfriend. Of introducing my wife to Ian.
What? Wow.
He's no threat.
Man.
She would love him.
Why not? Ian and your wife.
Because then you just shopping. Have to answer a lot of questions. Why are you hanging out with him? Why are you around him?
My God.
It gets better every second. His wife hates you by proxy.
Wow.
I love you, though, Ian.
Aw.
Thanks, Dale.
See how he's fun at the end.
That's so fake.
At the end.
You know what we've learned today?
Yeah, we learned that Dale can put
but
aside his hatred for
it all
you
came
love
full
you.
Circle just at the end.
Yeah.
And he professed love.
That is nice. All right, we're out of here. We're done. Thank you both. The Dale from Sanderson Ford and the Deuce Fan Show, 1060 AM. Everybody gets a boner show, 7 to 9.
Where do people have to vote for me?
And they vote for you at phoenixmag.com. And
you can
write in Dale.
Oh, right in Dale.
Right in Dale. We'll see who gets more votes in the end. Hopefully they do a thing that gives you the idea.
Don't we have to put the boner guy on there with him, though?
Nah, just write Dale.
No, I'm fine with writing in Dale as long
show.
As I win. I need the plaque.
It's John's show. Yeah, it's
exactly.
My
just
show.
Write Dale.
Nobody's Dale.
Yeah, just put Dale down. People are like, what the hell is this? But there's an awful lot of it. Like, all of a sudden, everybody's writing Dale. Ian and Dale, I want you both to win that thing. It's so great because I think there's people in this building that are fingers crossed hoping to win that.
Right.
And it just means nothing. So if you two did it, it would be
Would you
fantastic.
Attend the awards presentation?
They don't do awards presentations.
Yeah. Yes. If one of us won, would
absolutely. You I'll be your date, and then Ian will take that Marine.
Go ahead.
Another double date.
And I'll go dressed up as a Marine, too.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Sure you can. I can steal valor for a blowjob, right? I think. I haven't read the guidelines. I don't know. You were all done.
You brought him up. You get a blowy now.
That's right.
Wow. He's going to be busy.
Orion. God, I hope this guy's not. Is he listening? Is that why you've clammed up?
No, I told you.
Just texted him.
That's why I mentioned him so much.
I didn't know you were on this station.
Of course he's listening.
No, he's not. He's not. Really not.
Trust
love,
me.
No.
Trust
love
me.
Is beautiful.
He's afraid. He's afraid he's going to ruin it. By having
exactly.
We're done. You guys have yourselves a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. So
pathetic. 98. That's it. That's bonkers!